DW Mobile.
KO4VAS Mobile.
AS, this is W4CTW. Tyler over here. How are you doing this afternoon?
Just got off work, going home.
For a few minutes, I'm out here fighting traffic on Haywood Road right now, and it's about like it normally is. Never really a pleasant experience anymore.
Yeah, I'm fortunate. I get to go the back ways from my office to my house, so not much traffic except one stoplight there on Woodruff Road. You know, it takes 15 minutes for that light to change, but other than that, I'm pretty smooth.
But I've had my fill of traffic problems after the weather this week. Everybody that got out on Tuesday when things started to thaw out was exhibiting some pretty bad driving habits, I must say.
I was thinking about that when I went home yesterday. Like I said, I'm on back roads, so they didn't get scraped or anything. It was just a lot of ice until yesterday. And it started to clear up, and the roads got better. But the whole time it snowed, I never saw a wreck or anybody run off the road until yesterday.
Legitimate wrecks, but I did have problems on Tuesday on my way in to work in the morning with several people who overestimated the abilities of their vehicles and got stuck on some bridges and other spots, blocking up one lane of traffic. That makes things interesting when there's only two little tire tracks clear on the whole road.
That's exactly right. That's tough to do. Well, I'm glad it's over. Maybe this rain will help out the rest of the patches, and I hope we don't get any more.
The other man's wrong. I think they're calling for it late tonight or tomorrow, so I think I've had my fill for this year. One snow's enough for me.
That's it for me. I grew up in up in western North Carolina, and when I was a kid, it snowed pretty often up there, but it's not that bad anymore, and especially in Greenville. But boy, when we get it, it comes to a screeching halt. I don't think they went to school even today.
I got a friend who's a teacher, and I think they were on the e-learning, the, you know, remote learning they set up during the whole COVID thing. So they've been doing that since, I believe, Tuesday of this week. They had a holiday on Monday, so they were closed anyway.
I thought that was right. So anyway, I think we had to keep our grandson. Their parents got tired of him, so they got us their grandparents.
I think you probably get hit with that responsibility sometimes when they need a break, I imagine.
And, well, it's good to talk to you. I hope you stay safe. And where are you? Do you live in Greenville?
Which is over in Taylor's, right over near Eastside, Northwood Middle School. You know, right there, kind of smack in the middle of Taylor's. And right now I've made it on to Lawrence Road from Haywood, so I'm still mobile right now.
I don't live too far. I live off of Roper Mountain Road at Simpsonville, but it's not Simpsonville. It's more toward Greer.
Where are you talking?
I am almost to my destination here at the house, so I'm going to sign off, and I'll be clear after you.
Appreciate the chat. Nice to talk to somebody when I'm going down the road, and I'll say 7-3 to you as well, and hopefully bump into you again soon. You drive safe out there, and have a good evening.
It's KO4VAS, and I'm clear.
CTW, I'll still be here monitoring.